views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, and I'm with Dr. Michaela Maureen, who we know very well. She's a naturopathic doctor. She specializes in detoxification with the emotions, and she also is a very good nutritionist, and she helps you to put together protocols to feed your body well-nourished food. Today, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk about we're going to feature laughter and food revolution, which I totally believe it's the essence of life. And, you know, at the retreat, we help many people around the country to get in touch with their inner spirit. But at the same time, we do a full protocol on detoxification, integral medicine, and we also help people every single day live a healthier lifestyle, being healthier, happier, and hopeful with their chronic illness. Now, Dr. Michaela, today we're going to concentrate on laughter and the inner spirit and how to make the body feel, in balance. We also know that laughter can decrease the brain chemical endorphins, and how it can decrease the black moods that people feel when they get into that slump when they're sick. Also, we realize that it helps with the heart and it can prevent stroke. So what I'm saying here, it can decrease anxiety. So what I'm really saying is that adding laughter and things that make you happy can increase your level of health along with nourishing your body. And we'll talk a little bit more about, we've been talking about that the last 5 or 6 weeks, about how food can help your immune system and how food can nourish your body and your brain. But laughter, I mean, I have to tell you some stories later, but laughter and just really being calm and comfortable with the body at the time of illness is huge. And I know that you do a lot of emotional detoxification yourself. How do you help some of your clients with this whole thing of chronic illness and feeling good about themselves?
Well, hello again, everybody. Thank you so much for having me again, Dr. Ronnie. And yes, laughter is hugely significant to our health and our overall well-being. There's been much research done to prove that laughter actually helps in a positive way every metabolic function of the body. So it's amazing what it does. Some of the things that I've involved in helping our clients emotionally heal, which in effect has an immediate effect on their physical wellness and being, is to, like we're talking about, find ways to incorporate more joy and laughter. And one of the easiest ways is just to laugh. It's amazing that it's the beautiful is you can fake it until you make it. And I know that our listeners might say that this doesn't sound like rocket science. It's not, but it's actually very true. And that's what's so beautiful. It's the simple things that are already intertwined within our own systems and beings that we can bring out to most positively affect our health. Mm-hmm. And laughter is one. Having deliberate sessions of laughing is actually effective. And I think one of the reasons it's so effective is that initially it's so silly that it makes you laugh, that you're forcing that you're forcing laughter. So, and that's not one of the methods that's often talked about. And of course, one of my favorite things that I enjoy doing is comedy. I love to watch comedy on television. And if I choose a movie, most often, if it's not just for educational purposes, I never choose things that are depressing or sad to me, unless it's a documentary of some sort that is for educational purpose. But I don't do that very often at all.
I can't do it either.
Right.
You know, when I watch those movies, because sometimes, because I have a teenager. Well, he's almost an adult now. But when they play those games and watch violence on TV, it does something to my nervous system. Even walking through a room with that type of movie that's on, it just really makes me feel sad. And I get this anxiety.
And it's not just your nervous system. It's everyone's nervous system that it does that to. Because while you're engrossed in the game, while you're engrossed in the movie, your complete mind is engrossed in it. And that's what counts. And if your mind in that moment is so heavily involved in it, it begins to have metabolic and chemical reactions in your body as if you're actually experiencing it. Just like on The Matrix. Remember in The Matrix, they said when you go on into The Matrix, it's real because your mind believes it. Well, science has proved that centuries ago. So it's very important what we put into our body. So we're going to talk. I know that you're going to touch on the nutritional value of foods that make you happy, but you have to be equally as conscious of what you put into your mind. And laughter is such a healthy remedy, even if you're sitting down having deliberate sessions of just laughing. But I always suggest watch comedy, something that's truly, truly funny to you. You know, one movie that came out that was so silly, it was funny to me, was Anchorman
really?
1 and 2. And it was so ridiculous that it was funny. And I laughed the whole time. And when I got up, I felt good. I felt good, as opposed to watching something that was horrifically violent or horrifically sad. And then if you notice, when you get up from that, you feel like that. And if you feel like that, you can best trust that the chemical and metabolic reactions in your body are feeling the exact same way. So laughter, laughter, laughter.
So the brain chemicals that's known as endorphins, that helps you to starve off some of the moods, the really dark moods that you're feeling. But it does so much more. It also reduces the levels of cortisol, that stress hormone. And would you believe, and one of the things that I found, and I always known this because I was a pediatric nurse many, many years ago, did you know that laughter increases the hormone in the breast that help you produce more milk? Can you imagine like telling all the women in the nursery to start laughing if they want to increase more milk? But laughter also, not only does it decrease anxiety disorders, but it decreases depression because of the higher levels of the melatonin that creates, it reduces eczema in a lot of people. It also, it's linked to decreasing heart attacks and allergies and arthritis. I mean, you'd be surprised. I remember when we used to have, and we don't do this, but we should probably go back doing it. But when we used to have groups of people at the retreat, we used to have what was called a dance session in the lobby of our retreat. And it was mostly to get the clients up and get them active and get them happy and laughing and dancing. And we would actually hire a musician to come in to help us with that. I mean, we didn't allow them to lay around feeling sorry for themselves, because we kept telling them over and over again, you have to partner up with us in order to get well. And then when you partner up with us, you have to be in the mindset of allowing that dark feeling to go away for a while so that you can help your body to produce more and more endorphins. And I tell you, it worked every single time. Laughter increases the levels of the brain chemicals, which causes you to be happy. And I'll take laughter and a funny comedy over anything. I'll even take a comedy over walking. And I know they say walking sometimes helps you, you know, because it puts oxygen in the body and it makes you feel really good. But there's nothing better than laughter. So I think that we're going to incorporate laughter in our next book. I think that we should really talk about laughter more because, you know, as nutritionists and as a naturopathic doctors, you know, we're constantly telling people to eat better and to eat good. In the last three sessions, we talked about the power of having 43 essential nutrients in our food and how that makes you feel better. And we're going to talk more about that when we get back, because that's the first thing I always say. First, before laughter, you must put the nutrients in your body so that you have the energy to be able to laugh. You know, we deal with chronic illnesses at the retreat, and cancer is one of those chronic illnesses. But one of the things for sure that I can't do anything, and the doctors that I work with can't do anything unless you first tell us that you want to partner up with us and that you want to feel better first. So the first thing we do is we get them to feel better, laugh, get the energy in them, and then we can get them to do everything else. Don't you agree with that? I mean, that's going to be something that I'm going to talk about a lot, because when we get back, I want to hear what you have to say about that. But one of the things I want to put out there, while everybody can think about this, what are some of the things that make you smile, not just smile, but just giggle, and you're embarrassed to tell people? I want to hear from you, because I've got some really strange things that make me laugh. People look at me and go, why is she laughing? But I'm sorry. To me, I find humor in things that other people don't find humor in. And maybe my body is speaking to me in a different way, but I could just start laughing. I mean, hysterical laughing at something that other people don't think's funny.
Right.
So, and maybe it's my nutrition, but when we get back, let's talk more about laughter and good nutrition.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With
Yeah. That was nice. That was so nice. You know, that's a great song. I wanted you to comment on that, but I want to tell you this story. You know, sometimes when we're back and we're talking about being happy and laughter, and we're talking about good nutrition and how to have a healthy way of life in order to conquer those chronic illnesses that you may have. Dr. McCabe, wasn't that a great song?
I love that song because I'm happy. Okay, we're going to comment on all this. That was just such a wonderful song. And to show you the power and our natural inclination for health and well-being to be happy, that song has become a universal number one hit. And everyone joins in, and he has a lot of different versions of it because I've watched it on different YouTube videos where people of different cultures just join in and dance and sing down the street. And the reason is because it resonates with our inner well-being. And when you're happy, the biological fact of it is that your body releases more endorphins, other chemicals in the brain that help to self-correct and prevent everything from bipolar, schizophrenia, depression, cancer, obesity, because everything in us is hormonal and has to do with our central nervous system. So when we hear that song, it just makes us feel good. And I think the artist is Pharrell Williams. I hope I'm saying his name right. But I became a big fan of his. I actually never heard of him before that song. And with that song, I and most other people became a big fan. So just playing that song can do so many things, because ultimately, I mean, what we teach is nutrition. What we teach is how to be well. It's all about us being well and having the best well-being and healthiest body, mind that we can. And something as simple as just putting on Pharrell Williams' song, 'Cause I'm Happy, can do the trick, or at least it can heal for a short period of time. And to show you this, and I'm going to just say this quickly. Mm-hmm. When I was in middle school, we had to do these science projects, right? And I remember that I did a science project. I don't remember what it is exactly, but it was the effect of different vibrational sounds on plants. And I did a 2-month experiment with music. And in that experiment, the classical music and those that had those sounds, and I do remember that heavy metal had the most detrimental effect. So certainly these are just facts. These are just facts. Mm-hmm. So we cannot overstress enough how important it is to get happy. So I encourage everyone out there to get that song. There was also one back in the day by Bobby McFerrin called Don't Worry, Be Happy, which to me is very similar to this one.
Right.
Because it resonates with our body, which does have a physiological, which means a physical, psychological, and chemical effect, which adds to our well-being and health. Definitely,
you know,
endorse it.
It's amazing, because even that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, I mean, even if you just say it over and over and over again, it's got to do something with your brain chemicals. It's got to do something to your brain chemicals. It is unbelievable how that happens. You know, and I wanted to, you know, to tell you this story, because I said when we went on last break that I would. And, you know, most people know what it is that makes them happy. But I just wake up and I refuse to allow everyday things that get the normal and average person down. I refuse to let that happen to me. The first thing is that I'm totally created to help so many people in the world. So I don't have time or the opportunity to feel sorry for myself, because then I can't accomplish my mission in the world. But my sister, she looks at me, she goes, how could you just laugh at that? And so, you know, it'd be like, like the worst day. You know, you have like a real bad day.
Right.
The snow is so bad. I'll give you an example. The snow is so bad, you can't even get it in your car, because when you get in the car, you've left the window down. And so now there's ice not on the outside of the car, but it's ice on the inside of the car. Then you get out to try to get the ice out, and then you drop and you fall. I mean, this is like, not only do you fall, but you go back in the house to try to get something, and then you lock your keys in the house. So now you can't get in the house. Well, you have a choice. No, literally, you have a choice. You can cry or you can laugh. I just start the hysterical laugh, and I go, no, I know this is not happening to me. And then I laugh, and then I start making fun about it. And I go, how crazy is this? Because I have no choice but to laugh. Because if I have a pity party, I can't accomplish my mission. I can't accomplish the goal. I'm probably just getting ready to go, you know, to the bank, or maybe try to go and help somebody. I don't know. But whatever it is, I can't accomplish that if I have a pity party. So sometimes I just start laughing and I get over it and I figure out what's the next best thing to do. You know, and I try to teach the clients that come to the retreat, you know, what is it that I could do for you to help you smile? And sometimes this is like, okay, what you could do for me, it's totally impossible, Dr. Ronnie, because you won't be able to do it, and I'll go try it. And they'll say, well, you have to go back to New York, get in the plane, go get my kids and bring them here. I says, I guess I can't do that, but guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and rent a movie with a bunch of kids, a comedy movie, and I'm going to make you laugh. And, you know, and I'll do that. But, you know, it's the next best thing. But the point is that I got them to laugh. You know, I did everything in my power to get them happy and to get them to laugh, because that's really what the retreat is about. And a lot of people don't understand that when you go to a retreat, the first thing you have to leave at home, back in New York, back in Chicago, or wherever you came from, you have to leave your worries there and come and embark on a program that's going to help you to get well. And so laughter is an amazing part of our program, and we're always going to have that. We actually have someone here to actually sit with them. And, you know, we don't want to call them babysitters or anything. We call them detox coaches. And basically, that's all their job is to do, is to sit with them and help them do whatever it is to make them feel good that day. We don't tell them that, but that's usually what happens. You know, they'll just say, okay, what is it that they'll assess the person. Sometimes they'll take them to the movies. Sometimes they'll take them out to dance. I actually took my client out to dance the other night. He's a dancer. So we went out dancing. Okay, so yeah, I was worried about him then all night, because I knew that his energy went way down because he was dancing way too much that I wanted. I didn't want him to dance that much, but you know what? The next day, Dr. McCabe, the next day he was a happy camper.
Yes.
Because we were laughing and we were dancing, and then it took his mind off all the medication that he was taking and all the treatments that we were doing. So I think that's a huge part of life in general, not just a huge part of chronic illness. It's a huge part of life to replace some of your darkness with laughter.
It's a very huge part. And I read a book years ago, and I was trying to think of the name of it. I will give you the offer. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it, Dr. Ronnie. And that is Louise Hay. Louise Hay did quite a bit of research and found that, it's not a new principle. It's been done for centuries, that every illness has a correlating negative thought process. And we definitely know, as holistic health doctors who've helped hundreds, thousands of people, literally, that this is always the truth. This is always the truth. That's why we can take a cancer patient, we can take someone high blood pressure, we can take obesity, and automatically know certain things about their character and certain stresses that they have going on because their particular illnesses that correspond with that. This is nothing mythical. Laughter has a vibration. We have a central nervous system. So when you counteract the negative with the positive, it has a reaction in your central nervous system. So she wrote the book in order to show that these negative thought patterns that would be the opposite of joy in pattern, they have manifestations which result in illness. And that's the beautiful thing about what I love about what we do, Dr. Ronnie, is we not only help people overcome many time life-threatening illnesses or just receive optimum health, but we also help their whole being, them to be happier. And when you're happier, you figure out life problems, and then they don't seem to be as serious. You can go to your teenagers and just laugh.
And, You're absolutely right.
Just laugh and say, you know what? You're really, really funny. This is a beautiful stage of life that I've come to experience with you. Let's just laugh. It's not that serious. So, again, we're back to the basics with the things that at one time we kind of dismissed and said, oh, they're not scientifically proven. Now they've come back and said they are. Well, they were scientifically proven thousands of years ago. And now we're finding that science is reproving that these are the most important things that are within our immediate to control to help ourselves. And yes, this is what we specialize in with our destination retreats, with our retreat on the vineyard, is making you feel good first. Then we can work to you and bring you to total health and healing.
That's awesome. And, you know, a psychologist, a professor of psychology said once, and I remember this because psychology was one of my favorite subjects in school. But anyway, he said, if you increase your humor quotient, it will change your life. Well, of course, I'm not a comedian and I don't know how to do that, but I do know that I laugh at a lot of things. I love watching comedy, and I will rent comedy movies. I mean, just some of my favorite comedians are no longer with us, but you know, I am one of Steve Harvey's favorite naturopathic doctors, and he makes me laugh so much that even when I'm doing his treatments, I can't even finish the treatments before he's making me laugh. So, you know, and being around people that make me laugh really makes life really all worth it. And we're going to come back, we're going to talk about how does food play? What does food have to do with laughter? And see, what I'm trying to create here is body, mind, and spirit. And so when we come back, I want to talk about how food can also help you laugh.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Hello, I'm back again with Dr. McCabe. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host. And today we've been talking about chronic illness and laughter and how laughter and dealing with the inner spirit of your mind and taking good nutrition can really change your life. It is really the essence of life. We know, and most people don't realize this, that almost every physical problem other than accidents have a diet-related cause. And scientists all over the world now is dealing with this one illness, which is huge, by the way. So we've been trying for centuries. How do we fix our food? How do we fix our situation where we know that the soil have less nutrients in it, and that we're eating so much processed food that is creating chronic illness? And we know that our health as a nation is on a decline. I mean, literally, the U.S., we rank 50th for life expectancy compared to other countries. And that's not to mention the projected lifespan of the next generation, which we know will be shorter than their parents. Like, our children will have a shorter lifespan than their parents. And I hate to say that, because I love my kids and my grandkids, and I don't ever want to have to think about that. And so when I found out this new food revelation and this new company that I've started with, that's putting 43 essential nutrients in the food, you can imagine how exciting that was for me. And what's exciting for me as well is talking today about that, and also about laughter, and how we have a whole body, mind, and spirit program at the retreat, and how we have private and customized protocols for those who come in with any chronic illness. And we specialize in 21 chronic illnesses. And what's exciting about having you on the show is really so that we can deal with some of the emotions, the inner spirit of some of our clients, which you have so much experience about. And I think that, you know, today, when we end the show, I'd like to talk a little bit about how we can help people with this new food technology that's just started, this company. I have so many testimonies, over the many, many years of doing this. And, when we first started out, I want to tell you that I got the New York Times bestseller on 21 pounds in 21 days. So people all over the country came to do a detox. And that was basically mostly for weight loss and obesity with people with chronic illness. But now, today, not only do I do detoxification, but I do how to live forever, how to live your maintenance lifestyle, how to continue forever with a good, healthy food plan. And that's really what's important, because you know that seesaw that we go through where you lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain mm-hmm. weight? A lot of that has to do with the fact, Dr. McCabe, is that we are not really putting in concentrated nutrients in our life. And so I'm here to say that if you do that and you heal your body, mind, and spirit with laughter and some other body, mind, spirit programs, I think we can live a long, healthy life.
I absolutely agree with you, Dr. Ronnie. I don't only agree with you just because I agree with you and I think it's true. It's because I know it's true. It has been scientifically proven. But like I said, even before it was scientifically proven by modern science, it had already been scientifically proven centuries ago. But I'm just happy that modern science has caught up to this, which now there's such a high demand, as we can see, that people just want to be healthy. They just want to be happy. And I just want to briefly talk about the statistic you said, that we're number 50, which is very, very poor. Everyone, you have to understand that we are a first world industrialized country. And although we put billions, if not trillions of dollars into our medical industry with the most advanced and sophisticated operations, the quality of health of Americans is very, very poor, comparatively speaking. So, which means we have the ability to artificially keep ourselves alive, but with a very poor quality of health, with high blood pressure, with obesity, with all of these things, which makes our ranking very low, and which has also caused what I call the holistic health revolution. And we can share knowledge with you in this, in that we are two of the top providers, I would say, in the world in this field. So nutrition is very important. And the reason we're talking about being happy is because now that we've come back to the grassroots of how to obtain optimum health, The grassroots of that is that if you do not work with the mind and spirit simultaneously, which raises the vibration of the body, which allows you to utilize your food in a much more efficient manner, then you're not working effectively. So yes, food is hugely important. And unfortunately, here in the U.S., we have all but destroyed our topsoil, which is where most of the nutrition from foods come. So that's a big thing, but it's just not in the U.S., it's worldwide. And so it's practically impossible to get proper nutrition without supplementation, which means, and we believe in whole foods, concentrated foods, particularly green foods. So we don't want our audience to think that we're just trying to sell them something. We're helping you, and Dr. Ronnie's mission, as well as my mission on this earth, has been able to help my fellow human being live a more effective, happy, productive, and longer life on this planet, because it can be done. And so nutrition is still way at the top of the list, but we understand that being happy and learning how to work with your whole being makes the nutrition more effective. But first, we have to get some actual nutrition, because what we talked about last time is that everyone's malnourished, which is true. So it's hugely, hugely important. Dr. Ronnie, please enlighten us some more on these concentrated nutrition.
Yes, I'm going to tell you that one of the things, I'm absolutely going to do that. Someone's just sent in a question, and I hate to forget people's questions, but, she wanted to know, what happens in the body why laughter is so important? That's a great, great question, and I want to answer that. Mm-hmm. Not only does it increase the question is what happens in the body that makes laughter so important. Not only does it increase the happy hormones, the endorphins in our body, but it also causes our muscles to contract, and that allows the blood flow to increase to our brain, and that causes more oxygen, which means when you know we have more oxygen, we feel good. Also, the breathing rate increases, that speeds up our circulation, and that's why people like run and walk, because that makes them feel good. And for most people, this feeling of increasing the oxygen and relaxing at the same time, laughter does both of that. And when you feel that increase in blood flow, and then when you stop laughing, you get that profound relaxation. Oh, it's almost like a drug. It's really almost like a drug. And I think people should do that instead of taking drugs to make yourself feel happy. So I hope that answers her question. I would love to talk to you about the nutritional information that I have ready for us, and that is that we have a company, and I'm going to give so much value today, and I want you to also join me in on this. I want you and I to get together and to give people our information so that they can call us to discuss with us their needs in terms of nutrition. That will be a 15-minute free consultation to call us so that you and I and Dr. McCabe can write your health protocol and to help you get on the best nutrition that there is out there. That means 43 essential nutrients, and I'm going to tell you what those 43 essential nutrients are when we come back. But I want to first, before I do that, I want to give you, Dr. McCabe, give them your phone number, and mm-hmm. I will give them my email so that we can give this value to them today. That is their gift for calling us, 15 minutes free consultation to help them with their health protocol for life.
Absolutely. You can reach me at 314-398-8676. Again, 314-398-8676. And please always leave a voicemail, and I will get back with you for this free consultation that you so much deserve.
thank you so much for allowing me to do that. And I knew you would agree, and I didn't ask you beforehand, but I know that I know your heart and you know my heart. And I believe together that we can change a lot of lives, because from this radio show, which I totally love, Transformational Radio, it changed my life to be able to allow me to help so many people out there. So when we get back, I want to give them some more value. I want to give our listeners some more value about what it is to eat good nutrition and how they can do that while they're working, and how they can do that if they're sick. Because a lot of people, you know, don't have the energy to cook good food all day. I'm at that point in life myself, but I know one thing that I can do is I can make some hot water and add it to my food and get the best value. And that's all you, and that's what I'm telling. All you have to do is add hot water to this food to get 43 essential nutrients. So when we get back, we'll talk. That is very powerful. And today, we are living in that type of a world. Powerful.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are, and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
A nice song. I just love
I
it.
I love it.
You know, I love to have time. Fun.
Love it.
Yeah, we love it. Well, that's what it's really about. And I, you know, my work is serious. You know, all day I'm dealing with chronic illness. I got a call from a very famous comedian today about a young 32-year-old with stage 4 cancer. And, you know, so with that kind of information all day that I'm dealing with, you know, I try to include humor in my life, and I try to include laughter in my life, and I try to include dancing in my life, and I'm a Christian lady, so I have to have room for God and all of it, you know, because I have to live a well-rounded life. And at the same time, I have to have room for my kids and my grandkids. So, you know, and I'm sure that all of you out there who have a full life the way I do, I tell you, there is nothing more important than putting in good nutrition in your body, because when you get a certain age, whether you know it or not, it's all downhill. If you do not take care of your body starting today, right now, I guarantee you it's not me saying this. It's just a fact of life. It's called biological science, that aging is going to happen. It's going to happen. But what the body needs from you in order to stay healthy and young is you need 43 essential nutrients in your diet every single day. So one of the things that I like to talk about outside of detoxification, outside of 21 pounds in 21 days, I have another life, and that is chronic illness, helping people all over the country. And one of the values that I wanted to give them today, and I did that by giving them your number, and hopefully you'll get the call, is to allow people to understand that our soil, our food no longer have what it takes in order to keep us healthy until this new company came out with nutrients that we can infuse in the food. And someone said to me, well, what's the 43 essential nutrients that you're talking about? And I want to tell them that the 43 essential nutrients is protein. Like, for an example, the oatmeal and the rice have 26 grams of protein, and you know you can't go to the grocery store and get this, okay? So I will challenge you on finding a food that have more nutrients than this. And at the same time, you're going to be getting 50% of all your vitamins in just one food, so you would have to have two of those foods a day. You're getting 50% of your vitamin A, your vitamin C, your calcium, your vitamin D, which we're deficient in, most people in this country, vitamin E, vitamin K, and your Bs. When I eat this food, I know that I must be lacking in Bs, because it just makes me feel, I literally look for my food because I feel so much better immediately after eating this food. Not only that, it also, because I'm a colon therapist, and I know you know that I take pride in the fact that I'm a colon therapist, because I know that death starts in the colon, so you got to take care of your colon. And so this food have essential and enough fiber to help me with going to the bathroom. And the oat fiber is the fiber that the body can really, because a lot of people are sensitive to grains, but as you know and I know, that oat is one of the safest, along with brown rice. The other thing that it has in it, besides your essential amino acids, it also has the coconut oil, which I love, besides the essential fatty acid. And I'm going to tell you, the one thing that people don't understand is that you have to have less sugar and more protein in your life. And, you know, there's a difference between detoxification cleansing and going on a maintenance or a lifestyle plan. And I'm telling a lot of people that you first clean your body or detox your body. And then the second thing you have to think about, okay, now that my body's clean or cleaner and I've went on a detox program, what do I eat today for the rest of my life? And that's what we want to give to our clients with that 15-minute consultation. Okay, so I think the one of the things, Dr. Makeba, if you could help me with some of the value of giving to our listeners on what it is that some of the, because I know you get a lot of questions and you do a lot of nutritional counseling. I think basically when you get back, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you can help the clients with your nutritional counseling program that you have. Because one of the things that I say to my clients when they come to the retreat is that I don't want you to concentrate so much on the supplements that I'm giving you, because at the retreat, giving you supplements is just at the retreat. That's 21 days of your protocol. What the real value that I give is what we're going to do when you get home. So that's the education that we give you at the retreat, is that we teach you what we want you to do when you get home for the rest of your life. And I think that's huge, and I think that's profound, and I think really that's what people, of course, your nutritional protocol is different than if you basically just want to detox for health. So now I'll give you an example, and I'll give you example of a client that came in, and she said to me that her life was just really, it was really just wonderful when she came to the retreat. But when she came to the retreat, she had that diagnosis that we call the big C. And I'll tell you a little bit about her when we get back, because the end of the story is a great testimony. And the end of the story was just beautiful. It was just what I consider a miracle. And remember, the show is Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And this is a profound miracle. More when we get back.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.